Pasuk Zayin. Okay, 394 Pasuk Zayin. The computer over here went out. Let's see what happened here. 394 Pasuk Zayin. Kiloi v'kashli eftach v'l'chabi loy tsoshien. Okay, so this we did already twice. We're going to go through the psuk very quickly. That Dovid over here is saying that we did not, Klal Yisrael did not rely upon their weapons. I did not have faith in my bow and arrow and my sword. Lo Soshien, he's not going to save me. Pasuk Ches, Ki Choy Shatonu, Nitzorein, it was only you, Hashem, who have saved us from our enemies. Umis, San Eni, Hevi Shoysa, and you have put to shame our enemies. Belukim, Hilalnu, Kol Hayom, we praise you, Hashem, the entire day. Veshimcho, Li'ilam, No, Desela, and we praise you. We're in the Mitzudas, Devil learns, before the salvation comes. We have so much faith in you, Hashem, that you will bring salvation. We praise you, Hashem, in advance. Pasuk Yud Af. Now we did this. We praise you. We learned Rashi says we praise you even at the time when you have abandoned us. Hashem, of course, never abandons Klal Yisrael, but sometimes there is hester upon him, and it feels as if Hashem has abandoned us. Even during the time of Zonachta, when you have abandoned us, Vatachli Menu, and you have put us to shame, and v'leiseitze b'tziva senu, and you do not go out on our army, and even at the time when teshuvenu achar minitzar, even at the time when you have caused us to retreat from our enemies, umis sanenu shasu lomoi, when our enemies have plundered us, even at the time titneinu kitzoin machol, you have given us over like sheep for slaughter. Uvagoyim zeiri sanu, and you have dispersed us amongst the goyim. Timkor amcha, you have sold your people. V'beloyhoin, you have not gotten anything in exchange for giving the Jewish people over to our enemies. V'loy ribisa bimchi rehem, in exchange for the Jewish people, you have not received any increase. Tisimenu cherpa l'shcheinenu, you have made us, put us to shame in front of our neighbors. Lag v'kelis l'svivaseinu, we are an insult, an object of scorn to those that surround us. Tisimenu moshel b'agoyim, when a person suffers tragedy, they say, oh, it happened to you, what happened to the Jews? Minoid roish b'alu'umim, when the nations see us, they shake their head in a mocking way. Kol hayoyim, now that's what we really got up to. Now this is really what we're up to now, Pasuk Tezayin. Kol hayoyim kili masi negdi. The entire day, kili masi negdi, my shame is in front of me. In other words, I am depressed. I'm an object of shame, and I see it in front of me, and I feel it, and it drags me down. Uboishes panai ki sosni, the shame of my panim covers me. Mikol michoreif megadeif, because of the insults.
He's not speaking in first person singular most of the time, right?
He's speaking
mostly we or us.
Right, about in general, about Klal Yisrael.
Most of the time, anyway.
That's what it seems, correct. Okay, Mayor, someone's going to probably contact you. The internet is not working. I don't know why. I'll give another minute, and if not, I'll try to do something about it. We have to find a solution here. Okay, we have to find a solution. Okay. Okay, let's go further. Okay, Kol Hayom Kili Masi Negdi, the entire day my shame is before me. Uboishes Panai Ki Sosni, and the boishes of my panim covers me. Okay, it sounds like some very, very, very intense form of depression. Mikol Mechadev Megadev, because of the insults, the Kol over here, the insults of the people that curse us. Umegadev, two different words which mean insult. Bibnei Oyev, because of the enemy, umisnakeim, and the people that are attempting to take revenge for nothing. What do we do to them? Kol zois boasnu. So here comes the wind down. These are very beautiful psukim. All of these terrible tragedies have come upon us. Yet V'loi shicha chanucha. We did not forget you. V'loi shikarnu bivrisecha. We did not abandon. We did not, word here is sheker, your covenant. We did not violate your covenant, betray your covenant. Loi nosoig ochor. We did not walk backwards. Libeinu. Loi nosoig ochor libeinu. Our hearts. Nasog nochor is an expression which means to retreat. We did not backtrack on our commitment to you. And the Mitzudos here says that you have to add a word. Veloy teit ashurenu mini orchecha. The word lo here, as we have many, many times, is meant to be repeated. That we did not go backwards. Our hearts did not retreat. We did not abandon you. And our steps, the word ashurenu means our footsteps, did not falter. They did not turn to the side from your ways. So the word lo, again, goes on both sections of the pasuk, despite the fact that Hashem, you have enveloped us, enveloped yourself in a cloud of hester upon him. It is the spitz here of Yanochi, haster astir ponai. Yet, we know you're there, and we did not abandon you. We did not forget about you. We did not betray the covenant. We did not nosoig ochor. We did not, our hearts did not go backwards. Our footsteps remain firm on your derech. Okay, so let's stop for the moment with those psukim. And let's just do the mitzudois of where we left off. Okay, where we left off is Pasuk Tezayin. Pasuk Tezayin on page 397, Negdi. Shame. Royem ani bichli mosi, I see my shame. Uvoishes ponai mashem, raishem ponai kiso, I see legoidel ri buyam. The enormous amount of shame, it's as if it envelops me. V'hu b'lashon melitza. This is an expression. Pasuk Yitzayin mibnei oyev asher yichorfeini mibnei yudivas oyev asher yir defeini. Why do I feel the shame? Because the enemy insults me. The enemy insults me and pursues me. Pasuk Yitches kol zos im shekol zos bo'aleinu af al pichein. Even though we've been in a very difficult situation, nevertheless, lo shechachanucha. We did not forget milahodes lechavolo shikar milahach zivatar shekibal bevris. We did not violate, betray the covenant. Vateit, we did not go off the derech. The word vateit milas lo. The word lo mishameshes b'shtayim. The word loy, it's loy nosoig ochor libeinu, and then it's loy teit ashurenu mini orchecha. Our footsteps did not veer off the path of your road.
Kilo. You have the word like Bilam and the donkey.
Ah, so there's exactly a medrash that connects the two together. Well, look at the Baal HaTum, says exactly that. Our feet did not go off the path. Okay, so these are the basic psukim, and this last section over here is describing basically the two things over here that's new that we do today over here. Number one is shame. We have been enveloped in a very thick depression of we see in front of us enormous shame because our enemies continuously insult us, harass us, and degrade us. And despite all of this, nevertheless, Klal Yisrael over here says very powerful words. We have been loyal to you. We have not deviated from your derech. Okay, this is very powerful. You know, if you want to go count all the different items, I mean, it's amazing how many different items over here Klal Yisrael just lays out all their complaints. You go back to the pocket, it says over here, zonachta, to abandon or count. Vatachli menu, put us to shame. And v'loiseitzebitzivoseinu, you don't go out with us into war. That's 33. You've caused us to retreat. Tishivinochaminetzar, that's 4. And misanenu shasu lomoi, 5. Our enemies plunder our spoils. 6. We are sheep to the slaughter. 7. Uvagoyim zeri sonu, you've dispersed amongst the nations. 7. Timchor amcha b'loi hoin. V'loi ribisa bin chirehen, that's 8. Tisinenu cherpa l'shcheinenu, lag v'kelis l'svivoseinu, that's 9. Ti simenu mashal ba'goyim minoy drosh ba'lumim. That's 10. At least 10, and I'm talking very general. And then 11, kolyam kili masi negdi uvayishas ponai kisisani mikol mechorif magadim b'nei oyevu misnakeim. 11. Okay, so if you want to go look in the layer, you look at it, it's very on the surface. If you want, you can go break it down into more points. On the surface, David here enumerates 11 different issues that Klal Yisrael suffers from in Golus. 11 different problems, and then he winds up, despite these 11 different things, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We are still fully loyal to you, Hashem. Okay, now let's take a look over here. Some of the mafarshim. There's some ideas. So first, let's do some simple things. If you look over here on page 396 in the album, let's look at pasuk tes zayin. Just jump around a little bit. Different things. First of all, just some vocabulary. What is the difference between the word busha and klima? We had this before in the past because we say this very very often in the nusach atvila. Busha and klima. What's the difference? So here in the Malbim, on page 396, pasuk tes zayin, it says kol hayom the entire day kili mosi negdi haklima humash makabel klima me'acherim. Klima is when someone else puts you to shame. You're walking down the street and someone throws on your head garbage. Uboishes ponai ki sosni. Boishes is what you do to yourself, when you make a fool out of yourself, or when a person realizes that he is a fool. Whatever the situation is. Umefaresh kolyam kelimot is very important.
So
because we have this
external.
We have this very often. This atfila klima is me'achirim, and boishes is internal. Okay, look at Pasuk Yud Ches. Hamalbim p'nei chaver. Malbim is make white. Malbim means that the klima is so great, the intensity of putting someone to shame is so great that they turn white. It would appear that klima, malbim, is an extension of klima. Pasuk Yud Ches.
No, it's a different word, right?
Kol zois bo'aslu v'chol zois lo shechachanucha. Despite the fact that we have suffered so many, we've listed over here 11 different items. 11 different items of shame, different items of suffering. Yet we did not forget about you, Hashem. V'loy levad, shaloy shechachanucha b'lev. Bring in the Malbim, Pasuk Yud Ches. Not only do we not forget about you in our heart, ki gam loy shikarnu biv ritzkosh l'rotzinu l'shaker l'hover bris mila. The Shabbos b'shas hashmat. The Malbim over here is something very shocking. The Malbim is picking up on the word beris. Okay, so none of the other Mepharshim say this. If you just read the pasuk at face value, it's an expression. Despite the fact that Hashem has hidden himself and has brought upon us these 11 different forms of suffering, it doesn't matter. Klal Yisrael has emunah, they're loyal to Hashem, and they're faithful to the covenant. What's the covenant? The bris ben Absarim, Avraham Avinu, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, v'choros imo habris. Hashem made a covenant with Klal Yisrael. As Hashem hemarta hayoyim, to have this in the end of the Torah, you have taken an oath to Hashem, lios liam segula, and you this mutual oath that we have taken to Hashem, and Hashem has taken to us, that we will be together. So that, I think, is a simple interpretation of this pasuk. Along comes the Malbim, and the Malbim is much more homiletic, and he says the word bris is an important word, which the word bris is used in reference to certain things, specifically bris mila and Shabbos. Okay, the internet has returned, but there's no one here.
Dr. Gross is waiting.
Because they gave up.
No, we're waiting.
You told him?
Yeah.
Alan?
He said he's waiting.
Okay. So the Malbim says a very big chiddush. The word bris refers to bris mila. Bris refers to Shabbos. And he adds b'shas hashmad, an historical fact. That even during the generations, during the tekufas of Shmad, Klal Yisrael was still loyal to Bris Milah and to Shabbos. Okay, so this is something very interesting. He reads over here this in the Nevuah that Klal Yisrael will never abandon Bris Milah, will never abandon Shabbos, and that is alluded to the word Bivri Secha, and this also has to be taken into consideration the word Sheker. The word Sheker and Emes, that means that the observance of Shabbos is an expression of Emes. The observance of Bris Milah is an expression of Emes. Because to abandon Bris Milah, to abandon Shabbos, is Sheker. What's Sheker? So Shabbos is very simple. Shabbos is it's Eidus that Hashem created the world. The purpose of Shabbos is Vayichulu Hashmaim. Every Friday night we have a minute that we say Vayichulu together. And if a person davens in long Shemona Esrei, and this is saying Vayichulu together with the tzibur, so what does he do? The common minig is, you ask someone else if you can say Vayichulu together with him. Why? Eidos. It's a testimony. Vayichulu Hashmaim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam. What is the purpose of testimony? To establish the MS. You testify in court to establish this is a fact. This is emes. Bris Milah. We have a rule. On Shabbos, we do not wear tefillin. Why? Because a person always must have two osos, two signs. What is an os? The os, in essence, edus. Two items that testify that we are Hashem's servants. Bris Milah and tefillin. That's what we have during the week. Shabbos, we have the Ois of Shabbos, so we no longer need one of the two Oisites. So Bris Milah, obviously, you're not going to take away. So on Shabbos, we do not wear tefillin, because a person always, there's a Messiah. It's based upon, I don't know what the drashas are, but there's a Messiah that a person always must present two Oisites, two witnesses, testimony to establish the facts. Now, being that Bris Milah is part of the team of MS, there's Bris Milah, there's Tefillin, and there is Shabbos, and this is always an establishment of, it's a testimony, it's Enes. It's interesting that here, this term, V'lo shikarnu bivri secha, we did not, Rabachol translated it, betray. That's the more homiletic translation of this expression, that we are loyal to Hashem. But there are many different terms that the Pasuk could have used to express the sentiment that we did not betray our loyalty to Hashem. The fact that the Pasuk chose to express this idea with the word Sheker is obviously telling us that there's a principle of Emes and Sheker in the item that we are discussing. And if the item that we are discussing is Shabbos and Bris Milah, that speaks volumes that these two items represent a testimony, an establishment of Emes. Hashem created the world.
A bris, especially Hashem's bris, is inherently Emes. So, therefore, we need to falsify that bris.
Absolutely. Exactly. Okay, now Rabbi Mayevsky alluded to something very important in the Baal HaTurim. Now, I'm not really sure how he's saying it, but the idea, you can't ignore the idea, is that here in Pasuk Yud Tes, Lo Nosoi Gocho, we did not go backwards, Alibeinu, and then it says, Vateit Ashreinu Mini Orchecha, and as the Mitzuda says, you have to add the word Loi. The word Loi is meant to be repeated. Loi Teit Ashreinu Mini Orchecha. We did not falter. We did not go off onto the service road. We did not go off the road. So the Baal HaTurim says, where do we find the word Tate in the Torah? Vateit ha'asoy min haderech. Bilam was going to curse Klal Yisrael. The Asoy knew what was going on, and the Asoy tried to sabotage this mission. Vateit ha'asoy min haderech, because the Malachi Rachamim that appeared on the road and try to prevent Bilam from proceeding. So the Baal HaTurim in essence says, do you know why the Osoin was Teit min haderech? It's because we were loitet Ashureinu mine orchech. It's zelu umazeh. They're always out there enemies. It's not mamish what he says, but I'm playing with it. It's not, they're always... Okay, right there. There are many.
In that story, that's.
Vateit osim naderech.
Bala Torah, when he looks at infrequent word usage, he always tries to make a connection.
Right. So that's what he's doing over here. In essence, he said, basically, trying to say over here, from based upon the Bala Torah is that we always have enemies that have a mission to destroy us. We have enemies that are on the road. They're preparing. They're traveling to their destination of destroying us. And what happens? They are forced to veer off the road, to be delayed, to be their mission is destroyed, is ruined. Vateit ha'asoin min haderech is an expression which means that all of the enemies of the Jewish people, when they try and they travel and they attempt to bring harm upon Klal Yisrael, they have a flat tire. There's something which goes wrong, which forces them to go off the road. Why? It's because we Klal Yisrael are loyal to Hashem, and we are in the category of Loi teit ashureinu mini orchecha, this pasuk. Because we are loyal to Hashem, even in times of hester panim, and we have fulfilled what it says, that we did not go off the derech, our footsteps, our ashureinu, are firmly planted on the road, are firmly stationed on the road of Hashem's derech, because we did not go off the road, we were not teit min haderech. That is what triggers that our enemy, in their attempt to destroy us, they are forced to be teit min haderech, vateit ha'asayin min haderech, and not allow Bilam to succeed in his mission and curse Klal Yisrael. Zeh l'uma zeh. Okay, now let's take a look over here at the Chumash, the Chidah. It's a very beautiful Chidah here. And the Chidah on page... I'm sorry?
Devising your car, if you start to stray from your lane,
beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, yeah.
You have lane assist. Lane assist in the new cars. Page 397. Let us look at the Chayim HaSanach L'Chidah. In the Chidah it says, Kol Hayom Kilimasi Negdi. Okay, really when we jump down to the third line, let's read the whole thing anyway. Perush B'Sef Eretz HaChayim. Remember we had that last week? Okay, this was a contemporary of the Chidah. And he wrote some Kabbalistic Sefer.
The first Mitzvah
David was published in 1770. 1770 was the Mitzvah Zion was published. Mitzvah David. 1770, wow. A legend. Pasik Tezayin in the Chumash of the Chidah. Kol Yom Eretz Chaim was the contemporary of the Chidah. Kol Yom Kilimasi Negdi, Shamarta. Kol Hayom Dava, okay, he's just going this, that it says Kol Yom Dava, then the whole day that we are sick in Eicha, Shu Elef Shana, all right, that refers to 1,000, let's just read further, Uboyeshes Pon, this is the part that we need, Uboyeshes Pon, I ki si sene, he still has something that is really, really amazing, really, really off the charts, what he says over here. Shenis Arech HaGolus Kol Kach, over here the part over here is that we are put to shame. What is the shame? The shame is that we are no longer in the Tufa, this is what he says, I'm certainly not everyone's going to agree to this, not everyone's going to like what it says over here, but he says that we are no longer, we have already passed the time in history of Achishena. In other words, we are under the assumption, let me just try to explain this out for me, so we are under the assumption that there's a set time, we know there are two times to come with Mashiach, Be'ita and Achishena. If we do not marry, Mashiach will come Be'ita. When is Be'ita? So we have this assumption, Be'ita is the year 6000.
Or some deadline.
Some deadline that has not yet arrived. Right? Let's make believe the year 6000. Problem is, we do not even know how to calculate 6000 years. Just like in Mitzrayim, they did not know how to calculate 400 years. We don't really know how to calculate 6000 years. We should not fool ourselves in thinking that if today we're in the year Tovshin, Pei Gimel, so we think we know when the year 6000 is going to be. We don't even know how to make that calculation, but we do believe that deep down in our hearts that the Ita, the set time of Mashiach must come, is going to be at some point in time in the future. Therefore, if Mashiach will come now, if Mashiach will come any time before that, if we are merit and we bring Mashiach, it will be a fulfillment of Achishena, hasten the Gula. So the Chidah says, guess what, you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
We already blew it. The Zman of Ita is not a set time. About a few hundred years ago, already arrived the Tekufa. The period of time from now until the end of the world is already, it's not a deadline, a hard deadline. There's a very large number of years that's all in the category of the Ita. And we are already in that time. And we didn't explain. Therefore, we will suffer and are suffering eternal shame that we did not merit to bring Mashiach in the era of Achishana. Let's explain. I know this doesn't make any sense. Let's see over here. Third line. Let's see how he explains this. It's fascinating. Three lines down. Chavis Nach. Uboishas Panai Ki Sosni. Shenis Arich Agolis Kolkach. The Golis has extended so long. Afilub Elef Hashishi. Even in the Elef. Right now we are in the Elef Hashishi. It's Hey Alofim, which means we're in the sixth millennium. Ad Kan Devarim. What does that mean? This is what it says over here in the Sefer Eretz Achaim. The Chidah is quoting a contemporary Eretz Achaim. What does he mean? The Efshar. L'harchiv k'tzas. We could explain a little bit like the follows. The Lepamim Huzman Gula. There are times when it's an Eis Ratzon. And if we would merit, Mashiach would come immediately. Uviyois, but because Ki Gavru Ho'avoynes, because we have committed terrible sins. Bimkoim Gula. Yera Tsaroi Skidolos. This is shocking what he says. Since right now we are in the era of Geula, if we do not bring Geula, then the punishment is that much more than it would ordinarily be. Alderch, now this, he says this is a very controversial topic, and he says the Gezerois of Tach V'tat, the horrible Gezerois of Tach V'tat, the Chmelnytsky massacres in Ukraine. Okay, when you read the news today about what's going on in Ukraine, you begin to wonder, you know, what happened there? How many years ago, in the time of 1648, the secular year 1648, 1649. There was a very complicated story. Later, much later, much later. Was much later.
I just wanted to know if it was recent and fresh.
No, it wasn't. It couldn't be. The year of Tach V'tat was 1648, 1649, the time of the Shach. It was during the time of the Shach. Bogdan Chmelnytsky. He was a Hitler, a Kazakh, and the Kazakhs. I don't brush up on all the cast of characters, the whole cast of characters,
they
and the whole.
Fighting against the Polish nobles, they wanted to take away their power. That's how it started.
And the landlords, the tax collectors.
They appoint the Jews to be their tax collectors for them, and that's why
they came to take revenge. All right.
No, there was a war, and they hired Chmelnytsky to protect the Poles. And he did a very good job, and he wanted a raise. They didn't want to give him the raise in salary. So he said, I'll take myself. And that's why he signed the
Poles. He rebelled. There are a horrific crime here. Terrible crimes committed. It's not known. It's not even known how many people were killed. The numbers of how many people were, how many Jews were killed. It ranges
30,000 to 100,000 different Guzmans.
Okay, so it's a very difficult. So this tragedy is discussed and is discussed very at great length by many of the Gedolei Yisrael, and we're still yeah.
Everybody talks about the Crusades and the Chmelnytsky, but that's for only the Jews which were on the way in their pets. There was once a plan to kill all, to make a genocide of the Jews. But in the Holocaust, the Hitler...
All of the Jews, a systematic...
Last mention.
Right.
Even American.
There was a plan, it was a pre... Not only the Jews which were there, everywhere.
A systemic annihilation of the Jewish people.
Yeah.
There was a Hitler, there was nothing that had, nothing ever happened like what Hitler did.
Yeah.
Nazis.
Even in the Chmelnytsky test, if there a priest was sympathetic to the Jews,
it was just on the spur of the moment. They had an opportunity to kill Jews. There was a war. There was this, and they just, oh, let's take advantage. It wasn't necessarily a systemic approach to commit genocide. The Crusades, they were marching to take back Jerusalem from the Muslims. Once they were marching, you know what? On the way there, why should we only kill the infidels in Jerusalem? There are infidels that live around us. Right here in Germany, let's wipe them out as well. We'll plunder their money. They need a lot of money to survive. To travel all the way to Jerusalem, how are they going to travel? They need money, so they might as well kill and plunder the Jews on the way. Correct. Hitler, Yimach Shemo V'Zichro, he set out to systematically wipe out the Jews in the entire world. He was planning to come to America to kill the Jews here as well. This was his goal. Eimech Hanami. Now, Tach V'Tat was a very deep, steep, a very terrible stain in Jewish history. And even many of the Mepharshim, they allude to this in the Megillas Esther. There are big letters. Okay, there's a lot of stuff on this. I didn't prepare any of it right now. I don't review the refresh on all these things. But over here, he writes over here that this is a very controversial thing. And in the world of Kabbalah, the year Tach V'Tat, the secular year 1648, was meant to be the year when Mashiach will come. Okay, this is Kabbalistic stuff, which I don't really have any understanding of. And in some of these Kabbalistic Svarim, they tell us this was the year when Mashiach should have come. But because Klal Yisrael did not get their act together, this is exactly what he's saying over here. Again, it's very controversial to talk like this. We don't have any shaykhs to understand these type of things. And because Klal Yisrael did not get their act together and bring Mashiach in the year 1648, therefore Hashem was upset, and that's why this horrific, horrific tragedy occurred. So one more time over here. Boy shas ponai kisosnish. And it's orech ha-golos kol kach afilu kibbe'elef ha-shishi. Ad kan devodev. V'yav shal harchev kisas ha-dlopam huzman ge'ula. Uv'yoyis. Ki gavru hu ha-voynois b'mkom ha-gula. Yerat saris g'doylois. Al derech di b'shnas zois hoya tofchev. That's tach. He'alofim. He'alofim. 5,408, which is equivalent to the year of 1648, Oimer Bezoyar Kodesh, Sheyye Hagiula. The Zoyar wrote way before this was the year that was destined to be the Gula. But not only did the Gula not come, the greatest Gedola Yisrael were murdered. The Hain be Avoy Nergu Kama Alofim. The Zehu. Boishes ponai kisosni. Dimkoim geula nidnu rishus la sitra achad lahargo hashmid kama alofim. So what is boishes?
Do you realize that sounds something like something the Satan wrote?
Yes, I do. That's why I told you 10 times this is extremely controversial. But because it's on the page, and because it's so far away from us, see, the Holocaust, I wouldn't even talk about this, because the Holocaust is still in front of us. This is something which is so far back, so, you know, you're not going to get in trouble saying this. but you're right. It's something which, the more you think about, the more, at least someone like me, you have to acknowledge I have no shaykhus to understand what this means. But it's on the page, so let's already read it over here.
Unless it meant that year could have been an opportunity.
So he's saying more. He's saying it should have been. He's saying more, should have been. And that's what he's trying to say. What is Boishas?
I don't know that that's the last possible.
You know what Boishas is? I'll give you a mashal. Make believe you're a rabbi. I'll tell you, give you an example. I'll tell you why it should have been. Like, make believe you're a rabbi and you come to an event and you prepare a drasha. And all of you chaverim who are there know that you're going to be called to speak. You go to a big, big, nice event and they expect you to speak. You're even on the roster. You go to the Sima Shas, and there's a whole list of speakers, and you're on the roster. And then one of the speakers before you just doesn't stop talking, and time runs out, and you don't get to speak. So you're embarrassed. You're put to shame. Everyone there, all of your friends and all of your fans came to hear you speak. And when the evening is over, you did not speak. because something happened. You were supposed to speak, and because of some type of event, some occurrence, you did not speak. That's embarrassing. See, there are different types of embarrassment. Yeah. There's embarrassment, a person walking down the street and someone throws on your head garbage. That's embarrassing. But there's another type of embarrassment is where there's an expectation for something to happen, and that expectation does not come to fruition, does not happen. That's very embarrassing. There's a very great shame when you lose out what was meant for you. Here as well, Tzvi Yamachol is saying Mashiach was an auspicious time for Mashiach to come. That's very common. All of the Gedolei Yisrael who are mechashev the kates. So we have a halacha that tipach atzmoisav shol choshvei kates. Anyone who tries to calculate Mashiach come, may his bones bust. Yet all of the Gedolei Yisrael made these calculations. And the most common answer is they never told you Mashiach will come. All they meant to say was it is an auspicious time. Ordinarily, you need to have great, great merit for Mashiach to come. During these tekufas, you don't need to have such great merit. Even if you have a small merit, Mashiach will come. It's an auspicious time. But if you don't want to take advantage, you want to let the time, you squander the opportunity, it's your problem. But it's a time, it's an eisodotz, and you don't need to do very much to bring Mashiach. Then, that, I don't think that's what he's saying over here. Over here, he's saying over here that it's more than that. This is the time when Mashiach should have come. It's not just an auspicious time. Why? Because if it's an auspicious time, Mashiach doesn't come, you're not embarrassed. No, so you lost out. But if Mashiach should have come, and you get dressed in your kapota, and in your Shabbos clothing, and you go out with your pekel to be mekabel Mashiach, and Mashiach is not there, you look like a fool.
I don't know.
You're embarrassed.
It's a secondhand source, so I don't know. I don't know what the lashon.
Okay, fine, whatever it is.
I don't know what the
it's an idea.
Actually was. We heard it from someone else, so I don't know.
Okay, now look at the next one. Now the next part is really a knockout, a home run. What he says now, inami b'signo nacher, another expression which is really almost the same exact thing. Shuisi b'kisvei gurei hoari zal b'shem hoari. The gurei means like the little lions. The Arizal had talmidim. The Arizal never wrote anything. The Arizal did not write anything down. Everything that we have from the Arizal comes from Chaim Vital, his student Chaim Vital, and he had another collection of students. So they're called in these from the gurei. The gurei means like gur Arya Yehuda. Arye is the adult lion, the Gur is the baby lion. So it's called the Guri Ha'arizal, the people who are the students of the Arizal, B'Shem Ha'ari, the Omar that says, the Ad Shanas Shin Lamid He. Hail of him, 5,335. Where does that number come from? I do not know. Hoyo B'Sug Achi Shana. If Mashiach would have come at any time before that moment in time, then we would have been fulfilled. So what's the significance of the year? What happened in the secular world in the year 5,335?
One of the speculations listed.
For Mashiach coming?
Yeah.
Okay, so until that moment in time, the Gui, the Arizal is this matter of Achishana. If Mashiach would have come by then, it would have been fulfilled. Be'ita Achishana, it would have come before the deadline. Umishnas Shin Lamed Hei. Now we're holding 5783. So the deadline is not a moment, it's a tekufa, an era. Until 5,335, if Mashiach would have come, it would have been fulfilled amongst the Jewish people. We'll go down in history that Mashiach came Achi Shena. We brought Mashiach before the deadline. The deadline already has come. It doesn't mean there's a hard deadline. It means now is an era of Be'ita. And Mashiach still needs, we still need merit to bring Mashiach. But now we're in the Gvul Be'ita. And because Mashiach has still not come after the deadline, that is why we are filled with shame. V'zehu sh'omar u'boishes ponai kisosni. The achar ho'elef shonim ovar gmul achishena. We're now past achishena. The gam ovru
that number that you're looking for comes out to approximately within a couple of years of 1492.
A Spanish
expulsion.
Gerish Svart. So the achar elef shanim, the avar gvul achishena, the gam avu mosaim shanim igvul. Now he's writing over. He's writing this over here. When he wrote more than 200 years migvul biita, v'zevadai busha kefula umichupeles. So we're serving over here a double shame. There's klima and busha. The klima is that we did not bring Mashiach in the era of achishena. And on top of that, the bush is, even though now we're already in the Zman of Be'ita, even in Be'ita, we fail to bring the Melech HaMashiach. So that's a double expression. So Sacha Kol is saying over here two completely different ideas, which are very, very controversial ideas. The first one, certainly, and as I know, Michal, you don't approve of my language, but he seems to be saying from the Zohar, Tach V'tat 1648 was the year when Mashiach should have come. And when Mashiach should come and we're not worthy, it triggers a Chorban. And that's why the Chorban of the Gzeres of Tach V'tad occurred. Controversial to talk like that, right? Who would say that?
By Fran said on one of his tapes also that what the time was like, more like what you would say, the time was ripe after the Six-Day War. But since we missed the boat at that time, we didn't have the schusim that we should have. We had the opportunity. And we blew it, then we ended up giving back land in 73, and then we ended up giving back more land. It's like we keep getting another patch. You blew the opportunity, and now we're going to start taking away land that we had more.
Okay, that's pretty controversial, also.
Right, but that's what he said on one of his tapes.
Because obviously, what you're saying that the last deadline has passed, then where are we?
No, he's saying the deadline has not passed. He's saying we're in, there's no specific deadline. A deadline is an era. It's not a specific date. We're now in an era, and it can come. We also need merit. We also need zuchus merit siyata shmaya to bring Mashiach. But it's different. When Mashiach will come now, it's not coming in the geder of Achishan. It's coming in the era of Bita. You'll ask, what's the difference? I don't know. Obviously, when Mashiach will come, we'll understand what the difference is.
The difference being, if we merit it, or if we don't merit it, but still, Mashiach has to come because the story has to end.
Exactly, but it's going to be different.
It's like it won't be as easy.
It won't be as easy. The miracles won't be the same. The Kvod Shemayim won't be the same. There are two different eras of Mashiach coming. One is Achishan and one is Be'ita. What, obviously, there's a difference in how it will come and what will be achieved when it comes. And he's not explaining over here. You know, he's not telling us the difference. But there are two different eras. And the shame is that we lost out. Not only did we go in the second interpretation, not only did we lose out that Mashiach did not come in the era of Achishan. Even in the era of Be'ita, there are problems. Yeah?
Are you still going to Rabbi Yepinta Miller on a regular basis? You mentioned one time he said it was his own opinion that he felt in the Sixth Century War that the Shia could have turned. But he said it was, I remember precisely he said it. He said it's only his personal opinion.
That's what Michal is saying.
I know, but I was just saying. I felt the same way. Yeah.
Okay, so this is a very good Mare Mokoyim, Lechida, Tach V'Tat. We go to an inspirational speaker on Tisha B'Av in the Kinnis, they'll talk about Tach V'Tat. It is interesting that there are no Kinnis. There are no Kinnis in the 45 Kinnis that we have, there are no Kinnis on Tach V'Tat. Simply because it happened after the Chasima of the Likud of the Kinnis. The Kinnis were compiled, so there are 45 Kinnis. They were put together. I imagine that the chasim of the kinnis was. Is it really true? I don't know. I really don't know if that's really true. Of all of the kinnis were composed by people who lived before the year 1648. Very likely. Is that really true? Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, the Kalir, certainly the Kalir. Rabbi Yehuda only has two or three kinnis. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, and the Kalir is 21. There are 45 kinnis. 21 of the 45 kinnis were composed by the Kalir, who lived before Rashi. So he lived, you know, he lived like probably towards the end of the Goinim, L'chaira, which is the year like the year 1000. And Rabbi Yehuda Levi was a little bit later, was 1200, 1300, whatever it was. So, and I guess everyone else in the Kinois are all Kadmainim who lived before 1648. But it's interesting, there are no, and when was it compiled and put together to the finished product that we have, at least amongst Ashkenazim, because there are many Kehilas throughout the world that have a different collection of Kinois, totally different collection of Kinois. So I would seem the reason why we don't have any mention at all of the Gezeres of Tach V'Tad is because it's just much too recent. It's just much too recent. Tam L'Shach. The Shach and the Taz was much too recent for it to be included. But many people draw from the tragedies of Tach V'Tad. And there's a lot of Torah on Megillas Esther. There's a lot of Kabbalah stuff that says that when Achashverosh said, Haman said, "Lahashmi laharu gulabed is kol ha'yudim inaviyad zokein tafanosh b'yamichad u'shalom lavois." You know when that was fulfilled? Tach v'tat. That's what a lot of the Kabbalistic Svarim, they say that even though when Mordechai and Esther, they olech kenois kol ha'yudim, they did not cancel the gezerah. The gezerah was just temporarily suspended. We mentioned this many, many times. Nowhere in the Megillah does it say that the gezer was canceled. The only thing Achashverosh said was, "Ki kesav asher yotza milufnei hamelech ein lehoshiv." Any gezera that was yotza milufnei hamelech ein lehoshiv, the most I can do for you is I can issue another gezera where you can defend yourselves. But the first gezera is still in effect, and that's a very frightening concept. And it's interesting that we always mention Achashverosh really wanted to cancel the gezera; he could have. It's a big lie. It's a big lie to say, "Oh, ki chesav asher nichta b'shem ha-melech ein lehoshev." It's a big lie. There's nothing a melech can do. If a melech says he wants to go build something, there's no such thing. There's no limitation for a melech. This pasuk in Megillah says is a very disturbing pasuk. I can't do it. Ein lehoshev. The most I'll do for you is I'll make another edict that you can defend yourself. L'may nafkamina, the nafkamina was that if Klal Yisrael puts their guard down, they put their guard down and we do not defend ourselves, then our enemies, they take advantage of that original gezerah. Akate avdei achashverosh anan. Chazal see in the Haggadah a direct continuation of, they see in the Megillah, not just an event for the moment in the time in between the Bayis Rish and the Bayis Sheni, but they see in the story of the Megillah a general understanding of the world until the coming of Mashiach through even Golos of Yavan and the Golos of Edom. Because if Chazal said the reason why even today we do not say Hallel, Akate Avde Achashverosh Anan. Bismarck is still around. Jimmy Carter is still the president, yeah. What does Chazal mean? Akate Achashverosh Anan. Even though we've gone through the Golos of Yavon and the Golos of Edom, there's an element of Golos Paras Umodai that is still lingering on in our generation. And his Gezerah in the spiritual world is still present. And there are many allusions in the Megillah to the Gezeres of Tach V'Tat, and this Chidah over here is saying something that is utterly shocking. That was the Zman that the Zohar says Mashiach should have come, and because we did not take advantage, not only did just we lose out, it brought upon us divine wrath, and we suffered these horrific tragedies. And again, the second Chiddush, which is really, really awesome, is this two different tekufas, Achishena and Be'ita. Be'ita does not mean a specific day. Be'ita means an era. We're now in the era of Be'ita, and even with Be'ita, we still don't have brought Mashiach, and therefore we have a double busha, the busha of not bringing Mashiach in the time of Achishena, and the busha that even in Be'ita, we are still delayed. All right, I marked down over here a mincha shai. We don't ordinarily do a mincha shai, but I want to over here go through you very quickly this very interesting mincha shai. Just get an appreciation of a different girsois. What goes on in the world of girsa? Page 397. On the very, very bottom it says, Loi nesoy gochar. Okay, nesoy gochar. This is a very popular expression. Where do you have this expression? Acher. who was with Acher? Elisha ben Avuya. He was with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Marievsky, was that the story?
Yeah.
Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva went. He went, and even though Elisha ben Avuya, he went off the derech to some degree, yet Rabbi Akiva still returned to study. Was it Meir or was Rav Meir? Rav Meir went to study by his Rebbe, Elisha ben Avuya. Today, no one would do that. Once the Rebbe is Arab, that's it, you stay with him, burn his books, they make protests. But Rabbi Meir went to study, he took the pri and he threw away the klipa. So they were walking together and they were learning, and it was Shabbos, and Elisha ben Avuya was on a horse, and he was teaching Rabbi Meir Torah, and then Elisha ben Avuya said to Rabbi Meir, Nesoy Gachor, I think he said that expression, go back, you've reached the Tuchum Shabbos. You've reached the Tuchum Shabbos. I think he said that expression, Nesoig Ochor. You have to go back. So now the word Nesoig, if you just if you look over here, it's hard to really translate the word literally. If you look in the Mitzudos Tzioin, it doesn't really say, it says Nesoig Ochor. Inyan Chazoro Le'ochor. This uncharacteristic of the Mitzudos Tzioin not to tell you a very precise pshat. The etymology of every single just says it just is it's an expression. An expression which means go back. Look at the Mincha Shai. Loi nosoig ochor libeinu. Now notice it's spelled with a samach. A samach. Okay? Not with a sin. And he writes over here, now, and we're not trying over here to you know, there will be a very big nafkamina if the shoresh of the word nosoig is with a samach. Or with a sin. And he writes here, Ba mo soires, Parshas Devarim, it says, Lo sasi gvul reyacha. Oh, now we're getting over here a little appreciation what it means over here to overcome, to overtake. Lo sasi gvul reyacha, gezel, choshe mishpat. You're not allowed in the middle of the night to go take a marker, and in the middle of the night, when no one's watching, to take the land marker between you and your neighbor, to lift it up and to put it another 20 feet. Further in your favor to steal land. So what does it mean? Hasaga masigvul. What does it mean? Masig to overtake. Okay. Bolech habrochay soele vehisigucha. They will overtake you. Overtake you. So the word with a sin represents hasagos. The hasaga the means hisigucha to overtake you. So now, if let's right away stop right here and think that if you would assume that the word nosoig ochar is spelled with a sin, now we have a little bit of an appreciation of what this term really means. Ochar means back. Nosoig means to overtake. So what does it mean exactly? A person is traveling. You're traveling, right? You're moving forward, and now you are about to reach your destination, to overtake your opponent. Here, Rabbi Meir is walking with Elisha ben Avuya, and they're now about to come into territory, new territory. They're leaving the boundary of the city. They're coming now to overtake the road. Now, hasaga means something overtook me, overtook you. So when you're traveling, that's what you're trying to do. You're not satisfied remaining at home in Brooklyn. You want to go and reach new destinations. You want to overtake Lakewood. You want to overtake new territory. So you're going, you're going. The word nosoik has a connotation. You're in motion. You're in motion, and you're about to overtake something. Now we understand, achor, reverse. Instead of continuing on your destination to overtake new territory, make a U-turn. So now we have a flavor of what the word really means. That will be fine and good if the word is spelled with a sin. But if the word is spelled with a samach, you're in trouble. Sug. What does sug mean? A category. It doesn't make any sense in this context. So you'll say, big deal. We have a tendency to interchange letters, a samach, well, and...
A samach and a sin is very common.
Very common. The Chazal did it all the time.
We have Gemara Sota is
It's in the Chumash, it's always a sin.
Oh, yeah. Right. So we have a tendency to big deal. So we interchange the letter sin with the letter samach, and in Hanami. So maybe that's exactly what it means over here. But it would have been a little bit more comfortable for us if the word nosoig achar was spelled with a sin, not with a samach, because then it really reflects upon what it really means. It means to overtake. Achar, don't overtake. Don't continue in this derech of traveling to overtake a new location. Go backwards. So indeed, this is the big controversy. How do you spell the word nosoig achar in Tehillim? So he writes in the Mesoros Parash Devarim, loy sasig, dalit ksif samach beloshein hasaga. So the Mesoros says, if you study Tanakh, there are four times where we have the word nosoig, and it's spelled with a samach, not with a sin. V'hosam choshev luhu, v'chol nesiga dechavosa besamach, bar min echor ksiv sin. Loi nosoig ochor libenu adkan. Okay, this is quoting the Mesorah. Okay, I don't have it in front of the Mesorah. And what does the Mesorah there say? Basically, it says that there's a mistake in our Tehillim in the Art School edition. In the Art School edition, it says over here, in page 396, loi nosoig ochor, and we have in our Art School a samach, and he says that the Mesorah says that it should be with a sin. It calculates all the times that it says this word. Okay, we're not going into that now. All the time it says this word, this shoresh, when it says it with a samach, when it says it with a sin, and it says there, b'derech agav, is that here in Tehillim it should say, loy nosoig achar, with a sin.
How? It occurs to me that sometimes I think that the reason why we substitute a samach is since a sin could be read with a shin,
okay,
you should be confused.
Uh-huh.
So you might think that the Gemara Shaita is, I mean, it's not the Gemara Shaita.
Okay, interesting,
it's
interesting.
It's Gemara Shaita, you know. Aha, uh-huh.
So, okay. But L'chora, the truth is, it's not the same sound. We just don't pronounce it correctly.
So if you say it, the word sasig, you might think if it's a shin, it's things that you do by accident, from the word shugogo. So, I mean, I'm just throwing
Yeah.
But I think that's the reason. We want to make it clear that we're dealing with a sin and not a shin.
So the Mincha Shai here, there's something very uncharacteristic. He basically says the Mesorah is wrong. This is shocking. You want to go learn this type of stuff. That's not the job of the Mincha Shai. Adarabba, the Mincha Shai, he always will find the Mesorah. This is the Mesorah, and everyone should correct your text. It's not common for the Mincha Shai, who's the biggest baki in the Mesorah, to say, oh, guess what? The Mesorah is wrong. I say, oh, the dictionary is wrong. Someone corrects you, you know, that's not the way you use the word. This person speaks publicly, or you write a book and you use a word, and you say, you know, you didn't use the word, the right word. It's the wrong word. What do you mean you use the wrong, the right word? Look at the dictionary. I took out the Oxford Unabridged Dictionary of the English Language, and it says that you're wrong. So I say back, I think the dictionary is wrong. The dictionary needs to be corrected. You don't do that. The dictionary is a dictionary, and you're wrong. Here, the Mincha Shai says that the Mesorah is wrong. Pile ploim to say such a thing. But look how he answers. He says here, V'hach girsa, eina ela min hamat mihois. Shocking. How could the Mesorah say that it's spelled wrong when every single edition, every single manuscript I've ever seen my whole life spells in Tehillim, loy nosoig ochor, with a samach, not with a sin. Unbelievable, no? This is an incredible thing it says over here. Shebuchol ha'svarim kosev loy nosoig besamach, beloy machloikes. There is no machloikes in any edition, in any manuscript. The Imrani, therefore, long comes Mincha Shai, I'm telling you, this is something which is unreal, what he says. Oimrani, she'tolu soifrim huzeh. That the Mesorah is wrong. The dictionary is wrong. But he says it's not totally wrong. What happened was, incredible what he says, there is another time when the Taka says, loy nosoig achar, that is spelled with a sin, and that is by David and Yehoinasan. What does he mean? What does he explain? Not referring to what it says in the Mesorah in Tehillim, but in Sefer Shmuel, What happened? When the kina, the eulogy that Shaul said in honor of Yohanan, the kina Shaul v'Yohanan, the Tzibit says, Keshas Yohanan loy nosoig achor. There it says that the keshes, the bow, it means in the context, the battle, he never was defeated. He was never defeated in battle. He never turned back. There, this indeed, it says a sin, not a samach. And here we're learning Sefer Tehillim. Who composed Sefer Tehillim? David. So he says they mixed up David with Yohanan, which is an unbelievable pun. I mean, it's not a pun, it's an unbelievable expression, because David and Yohanan were the best of friends. Okay? Nafshi Keshur, they were mamish soulmates. David and Yohanan. So he said the Mincha Shai, the Mesorah, mixed up David with Yohanan. It's a poetic expression that the eulogy that Shaul said for Yohanan, there indeed it says loy nosoig achar, with a sin. That's what he meant to say there in the Misairah. Not Sefer Tehillim of David, because Sefer Tehillim that was composed by David, it's supposed to say with a samach, not with a sin. The ein legamgem bozed vaday hachihu. The Mincha Shai says, I'm right. No challenges to what I'm telling you. This is correct. V'hasam nami nimsa lov leis ksiv shin. I don't know what that means. Okay, it is very, very fast. I just found that to be very fascinating. The two different meanings of the word loy zogachar. And certainly when you have a word with a sin, it at least explains to you what it means. It means hasaga. Hasaga is to overcome. When you say nosoig achar, don't overcome. Do not continue in the derech you're going to overcome and to overtake, but instead retreat. Now, what would be if you go with the samach like we have? So what would it mean then? So a simple explanation is it's the same exact thing, because indeed we very often interchange a samach with a sin and vice versa. So therefore you can really say that it means hasagas. On the other hand, you can say no, if there's a samach is a samach. So what would it then mean? Loy nosoig ochor. I don't know. In sug. Sug means a category. Is that even a Hebrew word? Is that an Aramaic word? A sug. A sugi, exactly. A sugi means a section. Loy nosoig ochor. Libenu. Our heart did not, ochor means backwards. A category? I don't know what it means. It's very likely that there is another word that whose shoresh is a samach.
Maybe more like siyog.
Oh, so he's saying a siyog means a fence. Interesting. Ramachol is very good. We learned together that people have very good ideas. Siyog l'chochma shtika. Siyog. Siyog is a boundary. Nesoig achar. You take your boundary backwards. Okay, that's a very nice idea. There are boundaries. And you've gone too far. You're in a location where you do not belong. You're out of bounds. You're out of bounds. Very nice. It's not a matter. See, the word hasaga has a connotation. You're in motion. You're moving. You're about to overtake. No. Don't overtake. Go back. Rav Chol is saying it's a boundary, a siyog. This is where I stand right now. You know you're in someone else's territory. Pick up your fence and get back. Go back. You're out of bounds. You're out of the location where you are. You shall bring the boundary, the siyog, backwards. Beautiful. So we've answered that mystery. Rachel, you've answered the mystery. Let's take a look over here. Can it be Lakute? That's not. No, it's not really important. This. So we did over here. Pretty much because let's just review what we did today. Tomorrow we're gonna go weiter. So we did today this the finished the sukkim. We learned the balaturim, vateit, the connection, vateit also in aderech relates to because we were loyal to Hashem. That's why our enemies we were not teit ashureinu mine orchecha. That's why our enemies were forced to go off the road. Okay, we learned about klimu busha. We learned about the bris, the sheker of bris secha. Okay, we learned about the mincha shai of nosoi with a sin or a samach. And we learned the chomas anoch, two mahalchim, in Mashiach should have come, and because it did not come, that's why we've suffered the shame of Churban, or the double shame of Be'ita and Achishena. That sums up the whole shir in 30 seconds. All right, take a short break. And we're going to learn today about Vayigdilu Hanorim. Vayhi Esav Ish Sodev Yaakov Yishav Yeshav Holdem. What is Vayigdilu Hanorim? They became bar mitzvah. The sugya of becoming a bar mitzvah. Anyone here yet bar mitzvah?
Second time?
Third. Anyone third approaching the third bar mitzvah?
Rabbi Yashar said about Vadei Ashulchan.
Yeah.